We are the 1, 2, 3
Star Losers!
Yeah, we are! Oh, yeah, we are!
It's championship weekend! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I love to shotgun when I'm at the bar. If you do the same, hashtag it, sore loser shotgun. We haven't had very many coming across the old newswire, boys.
No, we really haven't, and you know, we'll get one Sunday. We will get one if the 49ers win. Batter's Box will do another sore loser
what
shotgun.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
And, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's championship weekend. We got to get right to it. You guys want, like, hard-hitting news analysts to come on here and break down the game?
Yeah, what do you got? That Schefter dude?
Schefter or John Clayton or...
What about those ref guys?
Gene Serator.
Gene Serator.
And, let me see that bad boy.
What's his name?
Mike Piera.
Yeah, what's the young guy's name though?
Joe Buck.
No, we could get Aikman, we could get Romo. No, we're not going to get any of those experts because
those guys just talk. They talk out of their ass.
Yeah, they don't, and they all say the same thing, right? You want to go right to the source. You want someone that with the inside knowledge that's been living that lifestyle for years.
Okay, Joe Montana?
Oh, close.
Okay.
Big Joe Montana fan.
Really?
Yeah, big, big.
Did he ever play with Montana?
No, not that I know of. Okay. I don't think so. Okay, here we go. Let's get him on the phone. Here we go. Let's see if he answers.
Hello?
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Sore Losers Podcast. No, Deep Key!
Okay. Hey, y'all sound excited.
Well, we are excited. Listen, it's championship weekend.
I'm trying to wake up here. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, you're in the NFC championship game. How are you feeling, kid?
Oh, he fell. I think he fell.
Oh, he fell. Kid?
Okay, now, here we go. Now, I've got my hearing aid in. Can you repeat that?
I said it's NFC championship weekend. How are you feeling? Is your 49er blood feeling good? What are you feeling, kid?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think y'all have time for this, but I will begin. The sacred shrine over at Joe's house last Saturday. I was over there. Never have I felt the vibrations like I did over at that house and seeing the incredible physical defense. When I left the house, I had three limbs that were out of joint myself, just watching our incredible defense and the greatest tight end maybe that ever played in the NFL.
Okay.
Better than Gronk.
Okay. All right. I know y'all are going to slow me down here. I'm just starting here. Oh, I love the 49ers. Never forget, entire nation, there is nothing finer than to be a 49er.
Okay. I got a question for Kid real quick.
Yeah, Keith. So, okay. Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, okay. Kid, I just want to know, are you from San Francisco? Where's the love of the San Francisco Giants and the 49ers? Where does that come from?
Well, it came to the absolute disdain of my grandfather, who when I was younger, much, much younger, he asked me that same question. And it actually began at Wynn's department store when I rode my little bicycle up there. Everybody on the street was beginning to get a replica baseball jersey, and the rich family across the street, they bought the hated Yankee jersey. So I knew I could not get a New York Yankee jersey. So I went up there with my best friend, and we saw Halloween Colors. and it was the Giants jersey. I got it. That was San Francisco, 1962. There was a guy named Willie Mays.
Yeah.
I began to follow that team. Then came from that the Warriors and the 49ers. Then John Brody, then the greatest of them all. Not Tom Brady.
That's right.
But Joe Montana.
Yeah!
And it all started on your bicycle.
Yes, it all started there. And my grandfather, you know, when I tried to explain, he just left the room.
Oh.
And he was disappointed in me forever. But I've just loved the 49ers ever since the mid-60s. And their glorious run in the 80s. And before that, John Brody, when they broke my heart with Staubach, last-second touchdown pass, and I tried to relieve my pain by going to see a very uplifting movie, hoping to be delivered from my pain. Unfortunately, the movie was called Deliverance, and I was in Okay, I'm talking too much.
No, that's the song from Deliverance,
that's
right?
That's the song from Deliverance.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, God. I didn't realize you were trying to sing. But I saw that, and in that mind, I couldn't escape. Trying to get into the movie, everyone was talking. Did you see that green come back by the Cowboys? Oh, God.
So, but, Keith, how do you feel about the game? Like, how are you feeling about your chances this weekend? Like, how do you feel in your heart of hearts? Like, what is it? Let's talk. Like, how are you feeling?
Okay. First of all, I do believe Green Bay will be much more competitive than 37-8. They do have a little bit of a revenge deal going for them. They know how we handled them so decisively a little while back. They will play better, but we will absolutely devour them with our running game and our defense and our quarterback. Now, I got in trouble last Saturday when I said our quarterback is a fine manager of the team. He is a very able quarterback, but he's not the strength of this team. But he'll keep us out of trouble. The one time he really stepped up and did a magnificent job, Garoppolo did, was in a critical game against New Orleans, the 48-46.
That was incredible.
Glorious.
Now,
yes, and
so you have no doubt. You have no doubt in your mind the San Francisco 49ers going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, good Lord! Was there ever any doubt in anybody's mind? And not just go there; they will win it. And they, you know, I know Tennessee has been magnificent. And they deserve all the credit in the world. I'm not so sure they can win Kansas City. They have the perfect game plan to give the Chiefs, who are not magnificent in the run defense, against the monster running back the Titans have.
Yeah, now, Keith.
They're going to give them trouble, a lot of trouble, I think. But I'm not so sure they can actually win that game.
Now, as a San Francisco 49ers fan, who would you rather play in the Super Bowl? Do you want to play the Chiefs, or would you rather play the Titans?
Well, it really.
Or it doesn't matter. You're going to kick both their asses.
I mean, I'm going to sound like an old coach. Let's just win our game.
I mean, that's the right answer.
Kid,
I mean,
now my question is, what will you be wearing for the game? Are you going to be in a Jerry Rice jersey? What are you going to wear, the same thing you wore last weekend? Will you be at Batter's Box's house? What's going on? What are you doing for the big game?
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
Butt naked a bit.
Kid, you're cutting out.
Where's your phone? Put your phone back on.
Really bad, Keith.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now you're back. Now you're back.
Is that any better?
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Oh, good, good. I have a tremor in my hand, and sometimes my ancient 1921, even though they didn't have them back then, but my ancient cell phone shakes.
Oh, it doesn't? Okay.
I'm sorry, Keith. But okay, but one quick correction on Lunchbox. Your brother did tell me he called you after the play of the year, the magnificent Garoppolo pass against New Orleans, where our magnificent number 85 ran 50 yards with his face mask being pulled the entire way.
I remember that.
That was the play of the year in the NFL, and you sort of lowballed it. How could you do that?
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, it was fine. He didn't pull his face mask until he was 25
yards
down.
All the way.
No, he did not. It was like 25, 30 yards down the field, and right after he pulled his face mask, he went down 5 yards later.
That's not what me and No Teeth Keith saw.
I know, as a 49er fanatic, you're gonna have this folklore of this imaginary, amazing, he carried him 65 yards on his back while he's grabbing his nuts.
What?
That didn't happen. Now, give a little speech to your 49ers. They're listening right now. What do you want to say to 49er Nation and the 49ers before they take the field?
Okay. We have the perfect game plan to beat the Packers. We are going to win the game. I'm going to give you a score. San Francisco 27. Green Bay, 17. It will be, like I said, a little bit closer than the 37-8 pistol whipping, mauling.
No. But I need a pep talk. I mean, like you used to do to the Blue Jays at Balcony's Little League. This giving me the score, that's great. I want a pep talk. I want to hear the fire in your blood.
Oh, okay. The fire in our blood, all 49er fans, you are fans of the real America's team.
Okay.
When we win this Super Bowl, we join, fading out.
No, you're good. Keep going, Coach. He's making fun of you because he's a Cowboys fan.
Okay. Come on, Keith, Coach. Come on.
When we win this Super Bowl, we join the Steelers and the Patriots as the team with the greatest number of Super Bowl victories in NFL history. It is only a matter of time before we notch number 6. Now, also, for all 49er fans, remember this. The 49er team, all the players, you can be sitting in your car in front of a Fred Meyer supermarket and jump out of your car with your 49er flag waving at a stranger just because he has an SF49er hat on. And he will run up to you and thank you not think that you're crazy, a crazy old man, harassing him. And after he shakes your hand,
Keith, you're fading out, Coach. Coach, you're fading.
Oh, Lord.
There you're there back. You're back. Back. You're back.
You're back. Back.
Keep going.
He'll tell you he's Russ Francis, and he'll tell you a fan, just a fan, who's loved those 49ers all these years. Thank you.
Thank you.
And after the shock wears off, and you've been granted 10 more years of life for the thrill of your life, getting able to shake his hand, he's then going to say, I'm coming back up here, and I'm going to take you to dinner.
Coach, what is he talking about?
But you have to travel to the state of Oregon for this to happen, where he played his college football. But I'm just sitting there one day, this happened. All you 49er fans, stay with your team. You truly support and are the fans of America's team, and you will be rewarded at the highest level with Super Bowl number the
there it is.
The most complete team, like Colin Cowherd said, every box is checked on that team, and Joe Montana sits in the seat next to you every time you drive down the road.
He's with me.
Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott.
That's right.
That is America's.
Kittle.
Tom Rathman in the back seat.
Mossman.
Yeah.
Moser.
Yeah.
Jim Tomsula.
I love that. And right now I'm in Texas. And even as I'm continuing this conversation, rocks are coming through the windows over here.
Oh.
I've battled it for years.
All right, kid.
Yeah,
good
kid.
Luck. Good luck. Thank you. Oh, we love you. We love you.
Love you, kid.
Hey, thank y'all for giving me a call.
And yes, sir.
Once again, there's nothing finer than to be a 49er.
Hang it out.
All right,
hang
it out. There he is.
Bye, kid.
See you, kid.
All right. We got one side of it.
I was going to ask him, though.
What the hell was he talking about?
It might have taken too long. I was going to ask him, see if he misses Kaepernick.
Okay, Coach. You knew which direction he was going with that one.
I don't know.
No, you have no idea what direction.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I said, give us a pregame speech, and he started talking about some 49er he met when he was living in Oregon.
Hey, there is nothing finer than being a 49er.
I mean, his story.
He was in a grocery store parking lot, and if you see somebody with a similar flag of the team you're rooting for, you can still go up and say
right,
hi
but
to
but
him.
What was this whole seated at, like,
no.
next to Montana? Like,
he was
he in heaven?
So what happened is, he was in Oregon. He moved there for like 2 years because he had never left Texas, so he decided to move for some reason.
Okay.
So he moved to Oregon, and he was celebrating a 49ers victory in the shopping
supermarket.
At the supermarket.
We heard.
And an ex-49er happened to be there and shake his hand.
A player.
Yes, that's whoever that guy was.
And he said that would only happen in
and then
Oregon.
The guy said, I'm going to come back here and we're going to go to dinner. But then Keith moved back to Texas.
Oh.
So he's like, I would have to go to Oregon for that dinner.
But he also said that guy gave him 10 more years of life.
Because the thrill of meeting him gave him.
Coach, the whole granted 10 years of lives, I thought he was
spiritual. Oh, you thought he was
spiritual.
A genie.
I thought he was being spiritual, like the seated at the right hand of the Father is Montana, and the back is
I thought
Roger
the guy
Craig
at the grocery store passed.
Oh.
I was lost,
I thought it was a whole life thing.
But how was it? It was good, right?
It was
what,
great.
Talking to him?
Yes.
It's great, man.
Talking to him is better than talking to brother. Brother's just yelling my ass
off. Well, speaking
off.
Of, do you want to bring
of,
brother
yeah,
in?
Where is he at? Is he ready?
Let me get it.
I mean,
here's going to be a different, totally different speech way of talking. You got No Teeth Keith. Every word is thought out. And then here comes brother, mile a minute, baby.
And he's going to stumble over his words, whereas Keith is going to draw them out.
Keith never says a word he doesn't want to say. Now, brother, on the other hand, brother.
Brother.
Oh, no, brother. I tell you what, brother. I'm
brother,
an auctioneer, brother.
Let's go. It's Friday!
Every single Friday.
He's got a plane to catch.
And he ain't flying.
Hey, brother, I know you're about to walk out this door and catch the airplane.
He's about to dump a bunch of water.
Yeah, you're about to dump something over. Let's talk about it, brother.
Brother, get his mic up.
It is official. You are going to Arrowhead.
You are going to Hollywood.
Man, how are you feeling?
Wait, you Bubs!
Can a brother get an introduction?
Brought to you by our sponsor.
Hey, guys, it's Bubs here. A little bit puckered. Got a corn cob up my ass. But listen, these Chiefs are going to perform against the Titans. We are worried about the Titans. But guess what? Our always confident brother, he's in the house. Brother, make sure you come to Bubs if you come to Kansas City, brother. Take it away, brother.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to see you, Bub. I'll be there. Burn ends.
So, you're going.
I'm going, man. I'm stoked.
You
I'm
got
flying
tickets?
Out.
Yeah. You're flying?
Huh. How'd you get tickets?
I don't have tickets to the game yet because...
Oh, my God.
But brother. He has an airline ticket. No,
Coach.
You got the wrong hours.
Brother, you got the wrong ticket.
Coach, you need the game ticket.
I know, but I don't want to buy it yet because I want to save money.
Yeah, he doesn't want to buy it yet because he's worried it might sell out.
No, it's not going to sell out. It never sells out. I went last year, and last year I made the mistake of buying. I mean, it'll sell out, but when you look at Ticketmaster, there is just because they're asking, the prices are about $400 for upper
are you,
level.
Are you looking on StubHub? Where are you looking at?
All kind of places, but they just continue to drop.
You're
going to
make
the,
all of it.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to buy tomorrow. You've done this before.
Yeah.
Bro,
I can
you're
get the
get
tickets
fleeced.
Today. They're just going to be cheaper tomorrow, you know, so let's just see.
Now you got to make sure. Do you see the ticket beforehand? You know it's real?
Yeah, I won't get them.
Well, you've gotten scammed before.
Yeah, but
because
that's just...
I'm at Wrigley trying to buy bleacher seats, and
I've never been
to the gate, and it's
he
like,
got scammed. One
you don't
time.
Scam on like you don't get scammed on Ticketmaster though. Right?
Oh well, that's the guy standing outside the stadium, they scam you.
I got
the hard way.
I got screwed out of Jayhawk. I got out of a single Jayhawk ticket. It was my fault. I was dumb and just take a man at his word. He says he's going to beat me, so I Venmo'd him the money. And
brother, the way to tell it's a real ticket if you piss on it and it ends up not soaking up the piss, it's a real ticket.
Brother's out there. The piss falls right off of it.
He's out there pissing on his.
All right, man. Hang on a second. Just turn around. Before I pay you, I want to check.
Yeah, it'll
move.
There's not going to be any. There's not going to be any.
Big
floppage.
Pits. Big pits.
Hey, pits.
Stop it.
How do you feel? I mean, where are you trying to sit?
I don't care. I want to be anywhere. Stop, I mean, I don't. Brother. In the upper level, I don't want to be lower level. I don't. I want to watch the game. Lower level is a different experience. It's fun. I've sat lower level plenty of times, and it is great. But, man, the crazies are up top, and it's so fun. At Arrowhead, you've got the
level.
You've got the circular, whatever.
Yeah, they're
you call
all circular.
The winds. Yeah, however you get up. Some are, you know, whatever. Anyway,
The walkway. Yeah.
Some stadiums
circular.
Are octagons or and also triangles.
I don't
spiral.
Know. Point
spiral
is,
staircase.
Titans have, it's probably got all of them. But nonetheless, that's fun. Being up there, you know, we lose, it sucks, but it's
but
fun coming down, man. We get to do the
staircase have to do with it.
I'm talking
he
about
likes
the,
walking
the
up there with all the fans.
You don't,
and
get,
all
you
yelling.
Don't get a chance to be in that if you're lower level. So
got
at the
it.
End,
oh,
you
so,
get to
so
walk down,
up
and
ramps
you've seen the
lot
videos
of
people
you
doing.
You ever done that?
Walking up a ramp
he's rolling his eyes and making fun of me, but it's actually
it's
pretty
actually
damn awesome.
It's pretty cool when you're going up that ramp with the whole everyone
well,
it, and actually, they're like cheering.
No, it's more fun when they you're got, walking down. And everybody's if you win,
yeah,
well, that's when thing. It's fun.
Well, they have drum corps too. They'll have a lot of the drum corps that are playing. It's just a lot of fun. Anyway, so haven't got.
Have
to
you
see
ever
yet.
Tried out for that drum corps?
Nope, did not.
Quit asking dumb questions.
Those guys are
fancy. Live in Kansas City.
I am going to, last year for the Patriots Chiefs AFC Championship game, I had good seats. I want to say I was like six rows or seven rows up, but I was in an end zone. Not a bad seat. Obviously,
but you can't
like
see the other end of the field.
Right. Obviously, you'd like to be on a sideline, but my budget put me in the end zone last year.
Whoa.
This big ballin'.
This year's budget puts me on the couch at the house, but I'm still going to Kansas City. No, I'm trying to get – I mean, my budget's, if I can get a ticket, probably going to put me somewhere hoping to be from in the 20, you know, in the red zone either side. I mean, you get closer to the midfield, that's, you know, pricey. But just being in there is exciting to me. And the tailgate. At Arrowhead, it's just – it's
a different animal.
It really is,
you
man.
You going to jump through a table, brother?
People – I mean, I know – people that have done it are all, you know, are listening going, yeah, he's right. People that aren't like, yeah. But just go. I'm excited for Titans fans who haven't seen it to see the stadium. I'm
why
excited
didn't you
for
just
Chiefs
jump on the bus? The Titans are taking they rented a bus for Titan fans, and they're all driving 10 hours to
Can
Kansas
you imagine
City.
This dude wearing his Chiefs red on that bus?
Now, think about how miserable that Indian bus is.
I do have Mardi Gras beads.
It would
though.
Be
Those
so
be
exciting
bus,
to be on that bus for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then you get into that ride and you're like, oh my God, we still got 8 hours to go.
Until Mrs. Johnson got to the one bathroom on the bus before
right,
you do.
And took a dump.
Yeah,
or,
that's great.
Or and then one person gets drunk and then he starts being real annoying. It's like, I got to put up with this guy for 7 more hours.
Yeah.
I'll be stuck next to the Titans fan eating pork rinds on the bus. I can already see myself sitting there. No, thank you.
Okay, flying. Where are you staying? Did you get a hotel in by Arrowhead? Or are you
not worried about it yet.
Oh, my God.
I don't care about any of that stuff. It's Chiefs friggin' football with a chance to go to the playoffs.
Coach,
I'll sleep on the
curb. You're in the playoffs. It's a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Hotels get sold out. People are going to town to watch a game. You need to be prepared about this stuff.
Don't really care, man. Got lots of friends and family back there. Shout out. Need a couch.
Oh, okay.
He's getting a couch surf.
I'm not sweating it. I am there.
Does someone picking you up? Did you rent a car?
Not worried about it.
Yeah,
I worry about it. But
I'll figure it out, man.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, because don't worry, rental cars, they don't run out. Oh, yeah, they do, especially when it's the AFC Championship.
Not a big deal. I mean, I'm not worried. Here, everything has come together. It's just, I'm supposed to be there. Let's just put it that way. I won't put all the details out there of what has happened in my life this week, but I'm supposed to be there. I will be there.
You taking a girl, bro?
No.
He's going solo.
No, going solo.
Not worried about it.
Not worried about it. Get one when I get there.
I'll meet people there.
Yeah. Not worried about it.
Hey, girl. How you doing? I need a house. I need a girlfriend. I need a ticket to the game.
The hotels, I mean, the ticket to the game is the least of his worries. He needs a place to put his head. He also needs a ride to the freaking game.
Here's the thing. He's
Martin
getting
Luther
there.
King Day on Monday, so we got a holiday. I get to come back Sunday night. I may get screwed, though, because I've got, on the way out
there. Well, hopefully
there,
you get screwed.
Well, I have to fly over Kansas City because I have to fly out to Denver.
Over it.
God.
You're going to tell the pilot to fly over?
I guess. We have to go.
Oh, you're doing a flyover. Flyover.
I guess. Don't think when we go over Kansas City to Denver, I will do a tomahawk chop on that Southwest
Brothers
flight.
Getting stranded in Denver.
I might get kicked off the plane because I will tomahawk chop. And there's not going to be any. I'm leaving from Nashville, so I'm going to be with Titans fans. And I'm going to be dressed.
Wait, so the flight you found has to go to Denver first?
Yes.
There was no direct flight. It was all sold out.
We're playing the Titans, so all the flights are booked. It's an hour flight, but I don't have access to the
exactly my point.
Flight.
And where do you think all those people are staying?
I don't care.
In hotels.
He'll worry about it later.
Worry about it later.
Hey, you think they're going to need to buy tickets? Nah, not worried about it.
Not worried about it.
I'll sleep in the walk-in at Bubs.
So your plane's literally going to fly over Kansas City, but you're going to keep on going to Denver.
Fly out. And I don't change planes. I fly to Denver. It's a five-hour flight, the total, to get to Kansas City from when I leave Nashville. And then Monday coming back, I've got an hour-and-a-half flight to Chicago, and then an hour layover, and then an hour-and-a-half flight to Nashville.
Okay.
So that's exciting. But my whole thing is, you get there this afternoon, Friday afternoon, and you have to wait till Sunday. You have nowhere to stay yet.
I've got friends. I just haven't reached out to them yet because I don't care. Brother. I just want to be
there.
Yeah,
what if they're out of town?
He'll sleep in his car.
I'll sleep.
He doesn't have a car.
Yeah, I don't have
a
car. Oh, shit.
Hey,
not worried about it.
I've got people on Twitter reaching me out to me with couches.
Brother, don't do that.
Oh, I'm not good, but I'm just saying,
no,
I'm okay.
Don't
the
put
sore
that on
losers
them.
Crew, is, they didn't put them on, and they just said they offered.
There was a RJ Jayhawk guy that
somebody,
said,
absolutely.
He's a really nice dude. I met him.
Yeah, I don't doubt it a bit.
You can say
I'm not
his
saying
help.
Anything about them. I'm saying don't put that on them.
They are welcoming, brother.
Can
you imagine? Hey, a sore loser. Hey.
What? Well, listen to him. They have an opportunity to do what?
For Brother Pitts to come from Nashville.
Okay.
We're going to party it up.
Here's the thing.
And you think Pitts is intense on this podcast?
Oh, my God. Spend 5 minutes with
him,
dude. Y'all.
Can I just tell you that I have gotten to a point in my life that I cannot watch Chiefs football in public.
You're going to the
game.
Brother,
you're going to
the stadium
in
public.
That's a different animal.
In
I'm
public.
Talking about like at a bar somewhere. I will get kicked out. I'll tell you.
Brother.
I'm loud, brother. I yell.
Brother,
I
there's 50,000 fans all with you. In
public.
72. I'm telling you right now, I just get loud. I love it, man. I can't be in public. They will kick me out of public.
Just imagine.
The game, I'm good.
Some guy on Twitter says, hey, Pitch, you can stay at my house. Pitch shows up at the front door, and the wife answers like, who the hell is this behemoth? Oh, I told him he could sleep on the couch.
Just question.
So then they go to bed, and the kid wakes up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and there's some dude in his boxers on their couch. Like, what in the hell?
No, brother drops Trow to sleep at night. Here's my question. Does Pitts make it to Kansas City from the flight from Denver?
Yes, that's fine.
Does he get a ride to the vicinity of the station?
Yes.
To the stadium?
Yes.
There's Uber.
Yeah, there's Lyft. There's Uber. So yes.
Okay, does he have a place to stay?
No.
Does he get a ticket into the game?
No.
What, are you guys doubt
I think
me?
He gets into the game. But
I think he gets into the game.
I don't think he has a place to stay. I bet he does something at the tailgate. Ends
I
up
bet
sleeping
you, I
some
bet
guy's
you he
camper.
Sleeps at different houses every night. I don't think someone's going to take him in for the whole weekend.
Do you want me to tweet everywhere I stop? I will update.
Brother, if you tweet, you're going to wake up with your pants down.
Okay.
Brother, that's not how you want to start Chiefs weekend, brother.
Yeah, AFC Championship. You think he's going to get in that game?
Yeah, I do.
Why not?
Because every game has tickets. If you go on StubHub, there's always tickets available.
Expensive. How much are you willing to
brother
spend?
Brother will pay
$800. They're expensive now because we're still a couple days away
brother,
from the
game. Brother, I got a question. When you go to the game, are you wearing red or are you wearing black like you did last week?
I'm going to wear, on Red Friday, I wear my all black. It's Chiefs. It's Red
on
Friday.
On Red
so
Friday,
Chiefs.
You
my
wear
Chiefs.
Black.
Okay. Yeah, my Chiefs are just...
What do you wear on Blue Friday?
well...
So what are you going to wear on red? What are you going to wear on Sunday?
Sunday, bub, it's on. You want the weather is supposed to be dry, but it is supposed to be cold. So I've got snow boots. We will layer it up, double socks. I've got two pair of the insulated running pants that I wear. I will then have those black Chiefs pants that I wore on Friday. They will have been washed. Okay. Those will have been reused on Sunday. We will then cover those with a pair of red, yellow, and white Chiefs Zubaz pants. Then
I know
we will love those. Those are pimping. Then we will put on the insulated. Well, first put on a wife beater, and then we'll put on the insulated over the top, and then we'll put on, I've got a Chiefs long sleeve shirt, and then I've got a Chiefs hoodie shirt that goes over that for on my hood, and then I've got a big Under Armour red jacket with another hood that's insulated over the top of that, and then I put the Kelce jersey on top of that.
Right.
Okay.
Brother, question.
And then I'm good. And then I've got gloves and I've got a beanie and bring it on.
A girl's all decked out in Titans gear. She's a huge fan. She's from Nashville. Maybe before the game, after the game, she wants to hook up. She's all decked out in Titans
stuff. She wants to hook up.
Will you hook up with a Titans fan?
Nope. I don't hook up.
With Titans fans or anything?
I don't hook up, period. I mean, she wants to meet for tea and crumpets when I get back to the city, maybe, but I don't hook up.
Not on Chiefs weekend?
That. Hell no. I'm all about the Chiefs, not the ladies. Go Chiefs. Send her on her way. I'm there for one reason. I want to go to the Super Bowl.
Brother. Back it up.
I'm not there to date.
Brother, you're not there to date.
Brother,
you're there to celebrate.
Brother, you're there.
The Chiefs win, and she's like, Brother Pitts, have me. And you're going to say no?
At the bar, there's a Titans fan just had a little too much to drink. She's into you, and not because she had too much to drink, but she's just into party.
And she has a hotel room, so you have somewhere to stay.
And she has a hotel room.
That's a good point.
Are you turning her
not
down?
Not worried about it.
Or what's the deal?
Hell yeah. I mean, sorry, girl. You do have good taste in men, and I appreciate it. I'm a little bit flattered, but I got to get to the gift shop. I've got to get my collectible AFC Chiefs pin. I've got to get the pennant. I've got to get a copy of the Sunday Kansas City Star, and then I'm headed to Bucks.
That place is imaginary, brother.
I'm headed to Buzz. So is that Titan girl, Bubs.
Somebody tell him
girl.
It's not real.
Hey, when brother had too many to drink, he's going to be looking for Bubs. Bubs,
he's going to hop in a cab.
Ray said there'd
Bubs.
Be a Titans
you,
fan
you know how many
for
people
him.
In Kansas City are going to try and look for Bubs? It doesn't exist.
He said, I got to get the commemorative pin.
Yeah, I do. Make fun of me. I've got the divisional round pin against the Colts last year. I've got the Patriots AFC Championship pin. They're both on the Chiefs.
So you buy the pin every game you go to?
Yes. They're on the Chiefs hat that Steve Young signed at the Denver game when Mahomes threw the ball left-handed. I've got come to the man cave, pimp. I've got a couch. It doesn't stop there. It's all over the show.
Wait, you have a Steve Young autograph up?
Yeah,
in your Chiefs den?
Well, he was. I mean, it's Steve Young. I mean, it's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Steve DeBerg, you mean?
No, Steve Young, 49ers quarterback. He was at the game in Denver, and he was walking. They let us walk down after we destroyed. I got to meet old Booger McFarland too, bub.
Was he a Chief?
I don't know. I think I called him on accident. I think I called him Lawrence Taylor. He looked like LT.
Okay.
Yeah.
That a little bit.
All right, brother.
That was my
before
fault.
Before we let you go, before you leave to go to the airport.
Yeah, I'm
going to
miss my
time.
Flight.
It's time to hype up. It's time to hype up Chiefs Kingdom.
Come on.
And the Kansas City Football Chiefs. Let's go.
Remember, you're talking to the team. You're not talking. Sometimes he loses track of who he's talking to.
Let him
I'm
talk
horrible
to whoever the hell
this.
He wants
reason,
to talk.
Yeah, the only reason he wants me to do this is just to make fun of me anyway.
No, I just love to hear you talk.
Close your eyes and look at the team.
Guys, gather around.
They're all in their towels. They're getting ready for the game. You got some of them. Doing.
Guys, last year we found ourselves staring at a tweet that Chris Johnson, or Chris, what's his name? Chris Jones. Shut up. You put pressure
Good
on
start,
me.
Coach.
Chris Jones,
who
I pray plays today, said,
Chris Jones.
Mark this tweet. Save this tweet. We will be back here next year. Boys, we are back here.
And brother,
we are hosting
the
AFC Championship. Tennessee is on their way to the field where they
there
are
already,
going.
To,
well, no, they're on their way. Guys, get out there and beat Tennessee's ass. We're one game away from the Super Bowl. We're better on special teams. We're better on offense. We're better on defense. We've worked hard since day one. I told you you'd be here. You bought into it. You believed in me. And I'm not quite done playing football yet, so I hope you guys are not. Let's get out there and
Coach,
kick some ass, man.
What the brother thinks he's on the team?
He's coaching. You know what? I'm not the... I'm not the hype guy. I'm just the guy to let you guys know that the opportunity you've worked hard for since kids is here today.
Yeah.
We're 3 hours away from coming in here and popping bottles and go to Miami, kids.
Three and a half. Continue, sorry.
Could have been four with the halftime show. It is the championship game. Just get out there and win, dude. Guys, I'm excited. I really am.
How are you guys feeling emotionally?
I'm ready to get on the plane.
Coach,
A3.
I didn't see the weather forecast. Is it maybe going to rain, Coach? I didn't even see it.
Cold. How are you feeling emotionally?
There's inclement weather right now. I'm just hoping to get in, to be quite honest with you. But the game is supposed to be no precipitation.
Emotionally, how are you feeling?
No precipitation.
Emotionally? I'm on cloud 10, man. This is exciting. This is what I live for. I jumped.
Boom! Brother. Brother, is it going to be a close game or the Chiefs just going to massacre?
I mean, I think it'll be a close game just because it's the top two teams in the AFC. At least I hope for a good game. Close game, I would love for it not to be. I think it will be. The Chiefs are, aside from last week, we usually have a habit of making it a close game even when it should be. I hope the Chiefs get out on top first. I think that's a big deal. We, you know, if Tennessee gets behind, in all honesty, that's a tough place to come back from. So I hope we don't start with the mistakes we did last week, because you're not going to outscore teams 51-7 too much, so consider that a blessing. Glad we got those mistakes out of the way, and hoping for a mistake-free game here in a couple days, man. I want to take my team to Miami.
Brother Pitts.
Yeah.
Brother Pitts, this is your last call. Boarding out of gate C-17.
C-3.
Flight for Denver. If you are anywhere, you need to please report to the boarding area immediately. Thank you very much. That was brought to you by...
And also... You have left your Chiefs headdress here
at the gate check.
Gate check.
Hey, I'm flying business select. I've never flew business select. I might get a seat I can fit in. I'm excited to have...
Attention. This is the TSA checkpoint. Somebody left a Kansas City Chiefs dildo here. Anybody would like to claim it?
Yeah. We have got a Chiefs rubber here at gate 9. Somebody come pick up your Jimmy.
It's officially third and long.
Oh,
oh, my God.
Should they go for it? just a few inches short. Fourth down. Hey. Get me out of here.
Yeah, Chiefs fourth and one. A little short on that one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Brother Pitts. Hey, let's clap him out.
Yeah.
Bubs, we'll see you, Bubs, right, when you come down to the barbecue. But remember, it's all made up, Bubs. You're not eating there.
Good luck, Brother Pitts.
On
good luck.
In, Bubs.
Go, Chiefs. Now, there's four teams left, right? Rank them in order of you want them to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Like, start with the most or least. Which one do you want to start with?
Titans.
That's the most?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray.
Titans.
Drink I'll say water. Titans just because we're in the city and yeah. It'd be really
this,
cool to
this
see
This is
it.
Our home team.
Yes.
It'd be really cool to be part of all that.
Right. I'm not a fan, but I would
correct.
Cheer them on.
Correct.
Number two.
Chiefs.
Niners.
As much as when I was younger, I used to say, oh, I would hate it if my brother's team wins because you don't want them to win after hear it. Now as I'm older, I can appreciate it and I want them to have that feeling.
For him.
For him Keith and people that I know.
Can you imagine Keith if they win?
Oh,
when kid, I didn't think we would win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's
when the Giants won the World Series.
What did he do?
He ran. He sprinted through the backyard and there was a hole, and he ate it. He ate it. He goes, kid, I mean, I went down like a sack of potatoes. I stepped in that hole and I thought I broke my ankle.
Oh, was he hurt?
Guy.
He goes, but it couldn't take away the emotion of winning that World Series.
He tripped in the backyard.
Coach. Number three.
49ers.
Chiefs for brother, I guess.
Chiefs for brother.
Yeah, I mean, I love that we all left the Packers last. F them.
Screw the Packers.
I want brother, but I can't pick him over my brother, my real brother, Baddest Box.
That's right.
And number four is the Packers.
Get
I absolutely
here.
Freaking
Get
hate
out
them.
Of
Listen,
here.
Packer girl, I mean, you want your shout-out? Here's your shout-out. I freaking hate you guys. I hate Aaron Rodgers. Discount double check. Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers. Get out of here with that crap. I hate him. He's so annoying. He gets so much love, and I don't think he's all that good.
Never been a fan of the Packers.
I hate that guy. And everybody on his team hates him. His own family hates him. So how can I like him?
Danica Patrick likes him.
Are they still together?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they got a house.
They bought
in
a
Cali
house.
Together.
I don't know if it was with Danica. He's with some. Yeah, okay. I think you're right. But his own family hates the dude. So that tells me something.
Yeah.
So. Who wins the games? Let's go. We already had our two analysts on. Let's break it down. Eddie, who's going to the Super Bowl and why?
I think it's
going to
be the Chiefs and the Niners. I love, like we said, we're rooting Titans. We're going Titans. But I just don't think they have what it takes to stop the Chiefs. The Chiefs' offense is just, I mean, when you score as quick as they do, it's just going to be pound, pound, pound. And then, you know, the Titans, they're going to try to keep up, but they're just going to fall a little short. It's going to be a close game, but the Chiefs will win that game. Then the other side, Niners. It's their year. I do know that Rodgers plays hard in the playoffs. You see a different quarterback when it's like serious game on the line. But I feel like his age is going to get him. They'll fall short.
I got to go with the Titans. I think the line's 7. I hate to even predict injuries, but what if Mahomes gets hurt? The game is over.
That's okay to predict
injuries. What if Derrick Henry gets hurt?
Oh, good point.
The game is over. Predict an injury, though.
No, I'm not predicting an injury.
I'm not predicting an injury.
I predicted Brady to get hurt last Super Bowl.
How'd that work out?
No, it didn't work. No.
I'm telling you, Titans win. The Chiefs' defense blows. It leaks like a sieve. We can get through the Chiefs' defense for 10 yards. Derrick Henry get 5 yards every time he touches the ball against the Chiefs. Because of that, give me the Titans.
What's the over?
52.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason,
we should take that
because they're saying Chiefs defense sucks that bad.
Yeah.
What about the
Niners? I don't think the Packers are good. I watched their whole final game against the Lions. The Packers are not good. Devontae Adams is coming around.
You didn't see him play Seattle?
Did they play well?
Yeah.
I missed those highlights, but I don't like the Packers.
Did they beat them?
Yeah, but Niners.
Well, they've beaten a lot of people this year, but to me, I think the Packers are one of the most overrated teams all season long. I watch them a lot because they're the NFC North with the Bears, and I just have not been impressed. They win these, they squeak these games out, which is fine, but I have not been impressed. The 49ers, on the other hand, impress me. They suffocate you. They wear on you. They're annoying. They're like a little gnat that won't go away. You try to kill them, and boom, they're right back on you, and they are going to wear the Packers out by running that ball down their throats. And I think the Niners win by double digits. 10 to 13 points.
That'd be nice.
Oh, I thought you said the score was going to be 10 to 13.
No.
Interesting choice.
10 to 13 point win. I just don't think the Packers are good enough. Now going to the AFC. God, I am so torn on this.
Because you want the Titans to win.
I've been a hater of the Titans all along, talking about how they're not very good. But then I see the Chiefs go out and score 51 points last week.
Correct.
So that tells me they're not going to score 51 points this week. What happens is when you click on all cylinders and everybody thinks you're unbelievable, you usually fall a little bit short and flat the next week.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans kind of remind me of the Nationals. Mm-hmm. Everybody keeps counting them out. And maybe they're just a team of destiny that is supposed to go to the Super Bowl.
Yes, cross over an MLB team and compare them to an NFL team.
Smart.
Yes, that's what you do. You take paradigms and you compare.
Different sports, coach.
So a team of destiny can't be a team of destiny? When you talk about something of destiny, you're comparing them.
Let's just stick to football.
Okay. We'll talk to football about football.
You know, the St. Louis Blues at hockey, they sucked, yeah. And then they won the Stanley Cup? Yeah.
Team of destiny.
Yeah. Titans.
They pulled the goalie, and what did they do? They won. Same thing's going to happen tomorrow.
You guys bring up a great point. The Nationals were like 12 games under 500 in May.
Agreed.
The Blues were the worst team in the NHL in January. The Titans were 2-4.
That's right.
They were?
They were 2-4, guys.
They're your team. You don't remember this?
You don't even know the Cowboys.
What?
I don't know anything.
They won 8 games, I think.
Exactly.
They won 7-9.
Oh, shit.
No.
It was 8.
Maybe they went 8-8. I don't know.
When was their bye week? Just kidding.
I think they're – but anyway – so all these teams have the rough start of the year. Everybody counts them out. Team of destiny. So for that reason, now that you brought up the Blues, I only had one example with the Nationals.
Here we go.
I'm taking the Titans. I like the Titans' defense to be able to slow down the Chiefs.
Kenny Vaccaro.
Like in tennis, Novak Djokovic.
Do you remember
him when he sucked?
Pete Sampras. He started the season.
The Titans are going to win on a game-winning field goal. Their first field goal attempt since week 15. Only 8 field goals made on the year. This kicker you see out there, you've never seen him kick a field goal for the Titans because he hasn't. He's never attempted one.
Wow.
So his game-winning field goal.
He's going to lose the game.
No, he's going to send him to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
That is how it's going to get done.
He's not going to be nervous.
Oh, he'll be nervous. His butthole will be puckered. But some people, sort of like in, for love of the game, clear the mechanism. And he'll kick the game-winning field goal. Happy Friday. Ray,
you
want to talk about your watch party?
Yeah, it's going to be going down FGL House. Absolute party. Starts at noon. Come get jacked up. We're going to be doing shotguns.
You and Morgan number two?
Yes. A lot of shotguns. I'm going to bring my fiance, and it's going to be awesome. Yeah, it'll be the same as last time. We're throwing chairs, going to be throwing napkins, a lot of stuff.
And don't be dancing with the cheerleaders.
If the Titans start to suck, though, it might get awkward. I might try and find the exit. Otherwise, it's going to go down just like it did
FGL
before.
FGL House Sunday. Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. Listen, we will not be here Monday. It's a holiday.
That's right.
We will break down the AFC and NFC championships on Tuesday. Tuesday. So don't expect a pod Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy some football. See you at the Super Bowl.